Hi, welcome to the broadcast today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 38 says, "And because of our distress, and because you're our helper, O God, we make with you a sure covenant." And Charles Spurgeon says, "There are many occasions in our lives when we may, for very good reason, renew our covenant with God. For example, we may do so after recovering from sickness, when, like Hezekiah, we've had more years added to our life. Another good time for this is after any deliverance from trouble, when our joy is restored like newly formed buds about to flower. At these times, let's revisit the foot of the cross and renew our consecration to God. We should also do this after any sin which has grieved the Holy Spirit or brought dishonor upon the cause of God. That's the time to look to that blood that makes us whiter than snow, to offer ourselves again to the Lord. But it shouldn't only be our troubles that confirm our dedication to God, but our prosperity should do the same. If we experience times of special mercy from God, then we ought to honor Him with the jewels that have been stored in the jewel closet of our heart. If we would learn to profit by our prosperity, we wouldn't need to endure so much adversity. If we would gather from a kiss all the good it has to teach us, we wouldn't need the rod of education. Have we lately received some blessing that hadn't been expected? Can we sing of many mercies? Then this is the day to put our hand upon the horns of the altar and say, "Bind me here, O my God, bind me here with cords forever." Since we need the fulfillment of new promises from God, let's offer renewed prayers so that our old vows won't be dishonored. Let's make with Him a sure covenant today, because of the pains that Jesus endured in our behalf. And that's today's devotional reflection from Charles Spurgeon based on Nehemiah 9:38. A copy of today's transcript can be secured from our website. Just go to morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.